Staircase lying face up, stair cat sat on the mat looking down. Which floor, which ceiling? You're off balance. Which floor, which ceiling? It's all upside down. Climbing the staircase of success is not always an easy thing. Susie Sue and the Banshees found that out. They eventually would reach an underground, an obscure level of success where Susie and the Banshees was concerned, especially in the mid to late 80s. But with the band's second single, Staircase the Mystery, they still had a ways to go. They released that 44 years ago this week, March 23rd, 1979. A standalone single following the underground success of their debut album, The Scream, which has become one of the most essential goth rock albums in that genre. The lines in there about which floor, which ceiling, you're off balance. You, as a original punk, alt rock, prog rock, power pop, and metal band in the Chicagoland music scene, definitely have to pick a floor and pick a ceiling. Floor in this case means level. Which level will you get off on? Which level will you achieve? And will that be the ultimate level or floor for you? Or will you just stare on the mat looking down, realizing that there's really no way to go? Well, that's not the optimistic way to do it now, is it? We want to help get you recognized. If your level of success is not getting noticed by a major record label, then maybe it's just commanding a huge audience around the world. And indeed, our little independent podcast, now 8 years strong, can definitely get your music discovered around the world. From Chicagoland to the rest of the universe, it's not really our goal to help you get a major record label deal. If that happens, you can thank us if you want in helping you get to that level, that floor in the staircase of your career. But it's all about discovery, and we certainly want to help you get discovered by so many just outside the immediate Chicagoland area. Like Wizzo, why album rock radio and active rock radio around the country isn't discovering this band right now with its melodic 70s-style progressive rock meets modern-day melodic hard rock. Blame it on the restricted corporate playlists and program directors or brand managers. Huh? What? Really not carefully listening to everything that's dropped upon their desk. This band truly is a powerhouse, a power metal band if ever there was one. They're co-headlining a gig Thursday, April 6th at Reggie's Rock Club. Their music, you have to be in the right frame of mind to truly get into the grooves of Wizzo. Sometimes that requires a bit of stimulation. The band is classified as stoner rock, so you can pretty much surmise what kind of stimulation I'm talking about. Singer, guitarist, and keyboardist Quentin Pointer will be calling in a couple of minutes here to tell us about Wizzo's second full-length album, Most Severe Crisis, which they released last fall, and about how mind-stimulating their upcoming gig at Reggie's, stage props, stage backdrops, synchronized laser lights and all, can be. A mind-altering substance of the liquid kind is definitely the inspiration behind track number 3 of the brand new fourth full-length album from Convoy, one which the band officially debuted this past St. Patrick's Day weekend at Rockstar's Garage in Plainfield for a private concert event. The album is now officially available physically and on all streaming platforms. I'll play you cut number 3, which may have your back teeth floating, and a trip to the John after you hear it. Hint, hint. 3 years ago this week, all our lives were turned upside down, and most of our lives were shut out of existence as we were shut in from a life-crippling virus named COVID-19. It severely affected many local music venues in a way which had nothing to do with whether or not people caught the virus or were trying to recuperate from it. It severely affected music venues around the Chicago area, a couple of which could not financially take the hardships and the loss of revenue. But there were several benefit events to try and get venues back up on their feet financially. One was called Save Our Stages. A sequel to that taking place next weekend at Reggie's Rock Club, who was affected financially by the pandemic but survived and rocked on and continues to this day. When it began, it was a GoFundMe campaign called Save Our Stages. A sequel to that, Reclaim the Stage, this weekend at Reggie's Rock Club and Music Joint. It's a mostly punk affair here, containing some pretty familiar Chicago names like Shittison, Tiger Sex, and Boy Brain. I'll have a preview of it. A band whose very initials might have you shunning attention to them commands your full attention for their first music video. And if you haven't paid attention to a creative and rather innovative storytelling music video in the same way you did with MTV back in its early 80s incarnation, it first premiered this week 8 years ago, and it led to my assumption, in fact, my confirmation that music videos indeed are still a great effective tool in promoting and presenting an artist and getting them recognition. We'll look back on that moment and we'll rock back to an ADD tie-in band of sorts. Well, at least their drummer Jason Moyt helped out ADD on several occasions and became the love interest of singer Margaret Young Matilda Moon. But Jason, due to his love of all things melodic hard rock, would put his own band together inspired by ADD called Emperors and Elephants. I welcomed Jason Moyt into the Cat 105.5 studio 9 years ago this week. We'll rock back to that. Local Loft episode 269. Whether you take baby steps or huge steps toward trying to be successful in your music career, step number one has always been recognition. And through discovering the original music of metal, alt-rock, prog-rock, power pop, and punk from the Chicago area and state of Illinois, you're one step closer to getting more discovery worldwide. The end is near, prepare to meet thy doom. Those lyrics, of course, very hard-hitting, very direct. The music behind it, very hard-hitting as well. But it's changed from album to album for Wizzo, the four-man doom metal, doom grunge band out of Chicago. I have Quentin Pointer. Yeah, that wasn't too hard. The singer, he's the mastermind, the keyboardist, that he mostly does it all. Of course, there's three other guys in the band, and this certainly has changed from record to record, Quentin, as I've been listening, of course. Most of your Crisis, which is your second album, you guys released that the tail end of last summer in June. And compared to your self-titled one in 2000, that was a straightforward metal album, and there were grunting vocals, angry at times. But this one feels more melodic and even more grungy, if you will. It's got like a 90s kind of flavor to it. What would you say has changed? What is different between records, would you say, with this one as compared to the last one? And lyrically.
The main difference is just, there's nothing intentional. It was just, I guess, the difference of time. The first record we did when we got together, those were the first songs we came up with, essentially. I think Cull It, the first song on the first record, was the very first song we did. And we got together and just, hey, let's start riffing, and we had no material. And it started really heavy, for sure, the first couple songs. I think just the more we started to play together as a band, the more the music evolved and changed, and the songs and songwriting got a little bit deeper and a little bit more involved between that and the second record. Additionally, the first record, we do a lot of shows. That was before the pandemic and all that stuff. So the second record, Most Severe Crisis, we started really recording without playing shows. So it was much more of a studio record, I would say, as opposed to the first one. Well, just because we weren't playing shows. I have a home studio. We did everything in my house and did it that way. Additionally, we had, now Gary Naples, the drummer, he recorded the first record with us, but we had started writing that stuff with a different drummer, and then he came in right before we recorded too. So just the change in that style as well, he brought another vibe, and everything just evolved over time.
I was checking out the video for Electric Lettuce too. It's very 70s scenario. It looks like you pulled a lot of footage from a 70s backyard racing car, NASCAR type jam. I remember those very well.
There was a movie called Supervan, I believe it was, and Kyle, our bass player, he's into classic bands. He's got a boogie band and stuff, so we just love that stuff. And it was kind of a joke. I mean, it wasn't really a joke, but we just wanted to get some video stuff out on YouTube, and I saw that movie, and I just thought that was just great background footage to clip together and put the song over. It fits the vibe, for sure.
have a gig, of course, coming up on Thursday, April 6th at Reggie's with Weed Eater. Taking a look at that video and the imagery that you portray in that, what is the audience that comes out to see a Wizzo show? Are they mostly like those who grew up in the 70s and maybe listened to Black Oak Arkansas and Kiss and were big fans of the Santa Fe Speedway Saturday Night Races? Or is it a combined crowd, maybe 90s grunge fans or modern-day metal fans? Because this sounds very modern, this second record, compared to the first.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as far as the people who come to the show, I mean, we have, it's a wide range of styles. I think that's the interesting about Wizzo, what we do. It's not really one thing. I think from song to song, it's a little bit hard to pinpoint specifically. But yeah, I mean, the Chicago scene in general is just a great scene. We play with amazing bands. The kind of stoner doom thing is going on, so we get a lot of that crowd. Of course, we're playing with Weed Eater. We love Weed Eater. Known those guys for a long time. It's always a party, always a good time. So, I mean, that's what we try to do at our shows, just have a party, have a good time. And it's always a wide range of folks there, young, old, everybody in between who just wants to rock.
What would you say draws listeners most to your music? What is the one element of it? I would say it's the vocal harmonies, which are very exquisite. I don't know what you would think draws listeners to your music. Is it that harmony combination, or is it just the overall grungy, heavy feel of the music?
Well, I would hope to think that. You know, I can't say, I don't know what would draw people to the music, other people, but I do feel it has a very unique vibe to it. We don't really try to do anything specific. We just kind of write and play the music the way we do it, and the end result is this very melodic, harmonious thing that's easy to, I don't want to say easy listening because it's not, but it's easy to, I feel, grasp onto for listeners in a lot of ways. But there's a deeper thing there if you want to go there. You know, I think it's accessible on the surface, but there's a deeper level there for people who are into it. We've gotten a lot of great feedback about just that part of it. You can't really pinpoint the sound specifically, and it just has this heavy music and guitars, but this smooth, kind of soothing vocal aspect to it as well in some cases.
Yes, and the surrealistic psychedelic lyrics also, I think, really draw people in. You're going to get quite a big crowd out there on April 6th. Go and check out Wizzo at Reggie's with Weed Eater. And I'd like to thank Quentin for taking the time to talk with us about Wizzo today. Quentin Pointer, who does most of it, but he's got a couple of guys in the band.
I can't take all the credit. I do the recording. I have the studio, and I sing. But the rest of the band is all possible with everybody.
Yes,
thank you for having me.
That band, who I imagine the lineup has changed, and it's probably not going to be the same as it was in the credits to most of your crisis here, but you have Anthony Zwan, your other singer, Gary Naples on drums, Kyle Tuggle on bass towers, and RB Green on guitars. Now, that's probably going to be a different lineup when you play on April 6th, I would imagine.
So that's the band, Anthony, so Gary plays this band called Without Waves, amazing band. Check them out, too.
I've heard of them.
And Anthony is the singer for Without Waves. He joined us in the studio, the guest vocal on some spots, but the rest of the band, and we're actually recording again, so we're almost finishing up another record. We're releasing a single right before the Weed Eater show, one new song, and we have a full-length album coming out shortly behind that this summer we're shooting for as well. So excited to get that moving as well.
Oh, give us a preview. What is that new record going to sound like compared to Most Severe Crisis? Is it going to be just as melodic, or is it going to be just as heavy as the first one?
You know, it's definitely a progression for Most Severe Crisis. I think it's a little heavier than Most Severe Crisis in some ways, but it even takes the melodic part of it to another level as well. We're super excited about the song. It's really heavy, even a little proggier, I would say. The longer we're playing together, it's just the music's getting flowing easier and stuff, and we're really writing together in a great way. So can't wait to get that out.
It's going to be mind-blowing and mind-captivating. Wizzo with Weed Eater, April 6th. That's a Thursday night at Reggie's Rock Club. And you can go to wizzoband.com. Well, that's their website or their Facebook page. Quentin, thank you very much for talking to us about Wizzo today.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
No mercy shown upon all who would in need.
absolutely no psychiatric aid or evaluations involved, the late great Eric Wagner found a way out. Trapped Inside My Mind. Laid off track to the first of two albums Eric was lead singer in The Skull for Those Which Are Asleep, released in November of 2014. The other, The Endless Road Turns Dark, came out in September of 2018. And once that distinctive, somewhat high-pitched, but very sophisticated voice of Eric's gets trapped in your brain tissue or subconscious, there's no way you can escape it. Sad that Eric had to escape this world in such a poisoned way, succumbing to the effects of COVID-19 2 years ago. But one of the bands he pioneers is still rocking on. The Skull, host Eric Wagner, in a gig coming up Friday, April 21st at The Empty Bottle, along with I Hate God and Yakuza. For more details about the show, you can go to either The Skull's Facebook page, I Hate God, which is spelled E-Y-E, like those which make it possible for you to see the world, God, and Y-A-K-U-Z-A. All their Facebook pages have details on it. The Skull took part in what was the premiere Chicago area original doom metal festival, Doomed and Stoned. Black Road was a part of that for a few years as well. But the organizer of it came on Facebook 3 years ago this week and said that due to the effects and the widespread lockdowns of COVID, they wouldn't be having it. And to this day, they have not had another. So 2019 remains the last time Chicago Doomed and Stoned Metal Fest took place. There is still a Facebook page dedicated to trying to raise enough money to get another one of those fests rocking post-pandemic. So go on there and pledge if you must. Chicago Doomed and Stone Festival's Facebook page actually took part in Save Our Stages in the summer of 2020 after all hell broke loose with that wicked virus. I'm sure Brian Corbin and Convoy can relate to Eric Wagner's mental state of lockdown, but they also did not need any psychiatric aid or evaluations or long sessions with a psychiatrist in order to free themselves from a trapped mental state. And they blamed the trapped situation of their mind on alcohol. Imagine that. Back in 2010, 13 years ago, Brian and the band were singing the praises of alcohol, likening it to gasoline. It supplied the fuel that kept them running, kept them pumped up, and cruising along in life. That from their River of Sorrow debut album. Well, here it is, 13 years later, and in a drunken state of mind, Convoy just wants to truck out and not wait for the hangover. You still got time, as we speak, to truck on out, if you've made a reservation, that is, if you've messaged Convoy, to Rockstar's Garage in Plainfield, because tonight is the official release show of Convoy's fourth full-length album, Some Gave All for Rock and Roll. With every podcast for about the next few months, I will be playing a different track off this album. This time around, I selected the third track. So book an appointment with Dr. Katz or Dr. Ruth or whatever if it helps. Or just use the power of music to soothe your mental anguish. Almost Lost My Mind. It's brand new from Convoy on Local Loft.
Hell yeah! Convoy practice, baby!
Somebody tell me when this
first of all, I'd like to thank you for your support and all of the friendship that we shared over the years. It's really awesome that you do really good things for local music, and you should be rewarded for it. Tim, you're a local musical legend.
We'll be right back. what's to play. Lions fade to gray. I'm a reality. There's no other way. So play the song.
Death metal that's criminally melodic. That track in particular has a Queensryche Operation Mindcrime operatic progressive metal feel to it. The singing is very Jeff Tate-like from that 1988 landmark classic metal album. From the Rockford metal trio Distology, the Forest City is once again sprouting up with many bands of different genres and musical styles. And they're not all intense hardcore metal. That works its way into the mix of the music of Distology, but not totally. If you listen carefully, a Tate operatic and sophisticated style to the vocals of David Buzzo. Distology just released Natural Instinct, their full-length debut album, March 18th, and even played a release show in their native Rockford. Throughout much of the rest of this year, they will be co-headlining with Solar, and not just in their native Rockford either. Wednesday night, April 20th, you can see both bands and Marks of Grey at Brower House in Lombard. The show is actually on the Spotify link for Distology's new album. It is part of the 20th anniversary tour for Solar, one in which I will discuss with lead singer and founding frontwoman Stephanie Jennings on Local Loft episode 271, the weekend of April 1st. Solar will also be joining Convoy and co-headlining with them at Big Basin Saloon on April 28th. The Rockford music scene is becoming extremely active. I told you there was more than just that band known as Cheap Trick to the Forest City now, didn't I? Saying that you barely left a mark on life takes on a whole new meaning where Boy Brain is concerned. They always barely leave a mark on life. Bare feet, that is. Patty Ellison Graham, the band's lead singer and one of their guitarists, always performs barefoot. This is a tradition that goes back at least to the 70s when Janis Joplin used to do it, Bette Midler in The Rose, Cyndi Lauper. Patty has made it all her own and is not very concerned about any diseases she might catch because you never know where that floor's been. So as the weather starts to warm up, Patty will ditch the shoes once again, not even wearing sandals or flip-flops, as Boy Brain reclaims the stage. Well, they're just one of many bands who are reclaiming the stage next weekend on Saturday, the 25th of March. The Reclaim the Stage Festival, one of many that continues to help venues who need financial compensation and to have money raised to help them get over the long pandemic lockdown period. Punk and folk rock bands are coming from all over the country to take part in this. My Pizza My World, a pretty unique, mostly acoustically driven folk punk band out of Canada, Tiger Sex, who puts on quite an explicit and sometimes offensive show. Oh, there's no promiscuous acts to it, but the music in itself is promiscuous and just might need a parental advisory explicit lyrics label slapped right on it. Just slap it into thin air, if you must. There's Claudia Guajardo and Chittison, The Dilators, Sunny War, and Boy Brain, one of at least 15 bands playing next Saturday on both Reggie's Rock Club and Music Joint stages. For more information about this show, go to Boy Brain's Facebook page. From back last fall when I had Patty on Local Loft, and I didn't use my ESP to prove that she wasn't wearing shoes and was doing the interview barefoot. It's another cut off Boy Brain's debut EP in the company of Worms. Now, you may have heard that vinyl LPs outsold CDs in 2022 again, but this one is not to be found in either format. Cassette? That's a different story. Limited edition green-shelled cassettes were released by Boy Brain of In the Company of Worms, including the last cut on the album, which, if you hate all things daylight saving time, this is right up your alley. If you're nocturnally tolerant, Owl on Local Loft.
Hey, Inga, what's happening here?
I'm adding more guitars.
Inga, would you say she's a very aggressive singer in that like?
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, shoes get kicked off before we play, like she's just ready to go, doesn't wear glasses, is like legally blind on stage, so it's like she's driven by pure... Like,
and she performs barefoot on stage, is that right?
Yeah, always.
Hey, this is Margaret.
This is Dave from ADD.
And you're listening to the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
Decades, they've left no elements of emptiness in a very direct, hard-rocking, hard-hitting sound. It's always been a full plate when you go to see ADD or listen to one of their records, without a doubt. So many different full elements make up the core of the band. From the blistering guitar work of Dave Adams and Jeremy Sparta, the thunderous drum work of Ron Bailey, December 2021, they surprisingly released their first new single in 6 years, Open Your Eyes. They never really went away, even though almost 7 years had passed since they released their full-length album, Core. And when I talked with guitarist Dave Adams back in November of 2021, he told me there was more to come. Mostly ADD has been premiering new music on stage. They've done so many gigs throughout 2023 that it feels like 2015 or 2014 all over again. And there's more to come. The very venue where they put together that surprise reunion gig in December 21, WC Social Club, West Chicago. They're back there April 28th. It played well in Peoria, as a couple of old show business veterans said. ADD rocked Peoria most recently, last month. It was this week in 2015, the band premiered their one and only music video. It was a live performance video for the song you just heard, I Regret, which is off the Core album from 2015. Much of the footage was shot at a gig I actually saw them play February 2015 at House of Blues, downtown Chicago. So in addition to Open Your Eyes, will there be any more ear-opening tracks from ADD? WC Social Club, West Chicago, April 28th. If you want to make a road trip to catch them live, motor to Des Moines, Iowa, and Lefties on April 22nd. ADDArmy.net is their brand new website where you can find out all the information about upcoming gigs and any new music Margaret, Dave, Jeremy, and Ron have up their sleeve. You certainly don't want to regret any move you make as far as achieving success as a member of a local band in the original Chicago metal, punk, alt-rock, prog rock, and power pop scene. Turn those near regrets into assurances that you're being heard around the world and appreciated. Get me Tim Lamping your music here at Local Loft. Digital, wave, FLAC, or MP3. Physical, CD, vinyl, LP, cassette, reel-to-reel tape. TimLamp1@yahoo.com. TimCatDJ@gmail.com. Send me an email and I'll send you a mailing address. This before, of course, you send any physical product. You can download this podcast on podbean.com or stream it, Spotify, Amazon Music, or the Podbean app. He once was the love interest of Margaret Young, aka Matilda Moon, but that's not Jason Moyt's claim to fame. His claim to fame was putting together a band who rocked just as hard as ADD on a national circuit. They did it for a while, even reached back and amped up and electrified one of the most intimate songs for any movie. Chris Isaak's Wicked Game, which was featured in David Lynch's ultra-provocative Wild at Heart film with Nicolas Cage and Laura Dern back in 1990. Emperors and Elephants recorded their version for Devil in the Lake, their 2014 debut album. And it was 9 years ago this week I welcomed Jason Moyt into the Cat 105.5 studio to promote E&E. It's been almost 6 years since they released their second full-length album, Moth, and since then, they've remained stagnant. Maybe the memories of ADD over a 20-year period will come rocking back to Jason and E&E, and they too will once again hit the road. Only time will tell. It's Tim Lamping. Talk soon.
Hey, this is Jason Moyt from Embers and Elephants. You're listening to the Southland Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
The Southland's Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat, expanding, building, and growing on their own careers. Bands and artists in the Southland's hard rock and metal scene are proving they're a lot more than just direct copies of their influences. They're also getting the chance to showcase their original creative music. Thursday nights at 8 with me, Tim Lamping, on Homegrown Tones. They formed in 2010, and since then, Chicago's Emperors and Elephants has opened major gigs for Soil, Pop Evil, and many more major label acts. The five-piece melodic metal act from Liberty hasn't relied on its influences in becoming an established band. They drew the very attention of the same major label that signed Soil, Pavement Music, who back in January released Devil in the Lake. It's the first major label effort from Emperors and Elephants. Their melodic metal sound is a combination. It's power grunge. You think of Alice in Chains, maybe even Seven Dust from back in the 90s. Maybe you don't hear a constantly angry, screaming lead vocal with their sound. It's more radio-friendly, melodic kind of metal, a bit electronic at times. Their sound also has a secret weapon, a hard-ass Southern-like Pantera-ish swagger. As the band has just signed Randy the Arsonist Cooper, known for his distinctive, unique wah-wah style with Texas Hippie Coalition. Someone who can tell you more about this new addition to the band and about how their sound is really taking off is drummer Jason Moyt. He joins us tonight. Jason, no doubt about it, Randy really adds a harder edge to your sound, which is already pretty tough to begin with. It's tight, it's very detailed. How does he add to your sound? Because what he used to play is a more aggressive, more heavy kind of Pantera-ish metal. How do you think his addition, how does that expand on your own sound as a band?
Getting Randy in the band was great. Him and I have been friends for years prior. We had the album pretty much done, and then he contacted me, and he's like, hey, man, if I can be in one band, I want to be in a band with you. And I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, let's make this happen. We brought him in. All the tracks were pretty much done, and our other guitar player, Jeff, said, hey, Randy, you know what? Let's get you in the studio. Let's let's get you on every track, man. Go ahead, lay down all your rhythms here and take these solos too. So you hear him play all the songs with solos and rhythm tracks and everything. It's so cool because we had one certain style going prior to him. Then once we got him in the band, yeah, boom, it just opened some new doors. You can definitely tell the difference between the guitar solos, which guitarist is doing what solo. You definitely hear Randy's influence on the album for sure.
Let's take a listen to some of Randy the Arsonist Cooper's patented wah-wah work along with the rest of the band, Jesse Andrews, the singer, and Jason Moit on drums, Jeff Stepp, the second guitarist, as well as Ron Vanders on bass. It's Emperors and Elephants, Dead Sleep on Homegrown Tones on the Southland's Rock and Roll Animal, 105.5 The Cat.
You
in no way are you going to be dozing off to that high-energy rock and roll of Emperors and Elephants when you check them out tomorrow night over at Bada Brewing Crest Hill. Dead Sleep is part of the full-length major label debut from the band Devil in the Lake on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat. Many of you caught them by surprise, an acoustic gig they did at Freakster's Roadhouse in Pontiac not too long ago, and Freak even sat down and talked with the band for a while. I'm talking to Jason Moyd, who is their drummer. You hear Randy the Arsonist Cooper with the wah-wah solos there. He formerly of Texas Hippie Coalition, the newest addition to the band. But there's so much more going on. Of course, the major label breakthrough, and it's been quite a meteoric rise for the band out of Libertyville. Your involvement with Pavement Music, what has been the best thing they've done for the band as far as promoting you guys and getting the word out about your band?
Pavement really backs us. They gave us a great publicist. We're getting now to actually, you know, and a booking agent. Now we're able to actually start touring. We just finished our first tour, started in Michigan, went all the way down into Texas. I have a meeting next week with Pavement, and we're looking at our next stages, where we're going to take the album, keep pushing it, and push another new single out.
And you guys have done some acoustic gigs as well. We mentioned Freakster's Roadhouse before, and now this is such a polished production. How much is it different on stage, whether it's done acoustically or with the full band? Does it sound a lot different from what we hear on the record? Are people going to notice a big difference in sound when they catch you guys like tomorrow night at Bada Brew?
It's funny because when we first started, that's kind of how we start writing songs, because our main songwriters are Jesse, our singer, and Jeff, our guitar player. And those two guys would sit down in the corner and start working on songs acoustically. So that's where they actually began, was acoustic. And then we bring it in, they go downstairs, plug it in, and turn it up and go electric. But yeah, man, acoustic's something that we do. We do our entire set acoustically, and we've done that pretty much from day one. Yeah, of course there's a difference, but I think everybody enjoys it, and our acoustic shows go over great.
Freakster's Roadhouse, that was a huge crowd you attracted. Whether acoustic or electric, you got a really good thing going, nice tight energy and a nice flow to it all. Wish you guys all the best of luck, and you're on your way already, not just as a co-headlining gig, but you're a major headlining gig, and things are only going to get better for you, Jason. Thanks for taking the time to share the music of Emperors and Elephants with us tonight.
Right on, Tim. I really appreciate it, man.
I did see an unplugged interpretation of this, a video clip on their Facebook page. And to find out more about Emperors and Elephants, you can go to their website, emperorsandelephants.com, or you can go to their Facebook page. But this one, a nice acoustic interpretation of it, but this is the electric version we turned you on to about 2 weeks ago from Devil in the Lake, the major label debut by Emperors and Elephants, Who You Are, on Homegrown Tones on the Southlands Rock and Roll Animal 105.5 The Cat.
Those parasites are cast aside.